This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, best in the business, our sports director right here, Jeff Hathorne, joins on KDK. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Colin, how are you?
It's
May. Happy Steelers OTA time.
It's May. It's football season. Let's go. But I don't want to get you in trouble. There's intricate, crazy, strange rules about what you can say and who's there, who's doing this, who's doing that. So rather than play that dance, why don't you tell me the two or three biggest things, if we can say big, that happened today?
Well, Aaron Rodgers wasn't there. The team reacted to Aaron Rodgers not being there. Mason Rudolph discussed Aaron Rodgers not being there. And then they went on with practice. I mean, that was really the biggest points of the day, was to get guys' thoughts on Aaron, on the quarterback situation, where they stand. I mean, there were some other minor things, some talk about DK Metcalf, who I can say was not there, but has been there the last couple of weeks, working out with the guys and getting to know them. He just wasn't there for the first day of organized team activities, but it was a day spent around Aaron Rodgers.
That's interesting you said that. So what did Mason Rudolph have to say about Aaron Rodgers?
He said, tell that punk to never come back. Never come into Pittsburgh again. Get that Malibu and drive it somewhere else.
Fair point.
Wouldn't it be great if he did actually say that?
Yeah, that's what he's thinking. No, that's in his thought bubble, yeah. Just not in his mouth.
Yes. You know, he said, you know, listen, I've been through a lot. And when you think about it, he has. I mean, when Ben came, when he was drafted, Ben said, I'm surprised we could have had some other players that really could have helped us instead of drafting him. And so he dealt with that dynamic, dealt with that room. Then when he finally got a chance to play due to injury, some clown ripped his helmet off his head, hit him in the head with it, and then said he said racist stuff at him that no one can prove. He dealt with all of this. And when he looked like he might finally get an opportunity, they go and try to find every quarterback available and then draft one in the first round. So he never gets his chance. He leaves. And now all of a sudden, here he is back at age 29 with a chance to be the starting quarterback with the Steelers. I mean, this dude's been through a lot. So this, he really doesn't seem fazed by it. Like, he knows that if Aaron signs, he's the backup. I think he's prepared for that in his mind. But until that point, he's going to approach this as, hey, the last time I was here, we were 3-0 in the regular season.
Ah. And, well, the other part about Mason Rudolph, too, is – they essentially made him walk halfway to AGH that time because the cart didn't work after he after the one nonsense where they had to unscrew his football, his face mask. Remember that?
Yes. Oh, yes, there was that as well. Listen, he is he seemed in very good spirits. I don't think it was all talk that guys said, listen, we really like this guy. He works hard. He has a good sense of humor and a really good energy. And that was one of the things that they said about him 2 years ago. With even with all the stuff that was happening to him, he came in with a positive attitude. He came in and worked. He didn't sit and complain that Mitch Trubisky was starting in front of him or that Kenny Pickett was starting in front of him. He just came to work. So I think the guys that were there appreciate that about him and are kind of okay with him getting that opportunity. Doesn't mean that they wouldn't, you know, say great things about Aaron Rodgers if he were to sign, but given the situation they're in, they're very supportive of Mason.
Jeff Hathorne joining right now, our sports director. All right, I don't value this time of year all.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That much with football practice and everything like that, but let me bounce off of something that you just said. I think there may be a real quotient and a real advantage to it's not new to Mason Rudolph. No matter who you bring in, even if they're a Super Bowl winner, Pittsburgh's not new to him, and that has to be an advantage.
It is, and you know, he's got someone like Cam Hayward who sounded today in his corner. Again, not that he'd be anti-Aaron Rodgers, but that he's a supporter of Mason. And there's no bigger support that you can get in that room than having Cam Hayward behind you. Pat Freiermuth is a fan. I think there are some guys. Now, granted, there's been a lot of roster turnover, including a new offensive coordinator. But he understands what the mentality is here. He knows what Mike Tomlin is looking for. And I think in an odd way, Colin, with this Arthur Smith offense, it kind of plays to his strength, because what he does well is he throws a good deep ball. Arthur Smith likes to take shots and hand off the football. This might be a really good fit. I'm not predicting Super Bowl, but I'm saying this may not be as bad as people might initially go, oh man, if we don't get Aaron Rodgers, the Steelers are going to win five games.
Jeff Hathorn joining. Okay, so where does it go from here? And I guess people have asked this question for years and maybe not necessarily come up with a solid answer. What do the Steelers and other teams want to get accomplished in OTAs?
That no one gets hurt. That is number one.
Okay.
Number two is that they can allow the young guys to get some work. They can see them in the flow of an offense. Like, they're putting in things that they do offensively, and they want to see how some of these guys handle it. All different positions handle it, you know, get different amounts of work. Like, to try to judge linemen right now is very tough because they're not hitting anybody. But with receivers, you can see how they run routes. Even though they're not going to get hit going over the middle, there are more technical things. There are technical things with linemen too. You can see the actual speed of some of these guys. And I think the biggest thing that they want to learn is what is their mental, and how have they studied the playbook? How do they understand it? When they make a mistake, do they make it again? How quickly do they correct it? All of those things you can start to see. Again, none of it's real until there's fear of being hit or the opportunity to hit somebody. But until that point, those are some of the things they're looking for.
Last thing for you, categorize the feel. If, let's say, Aaron Rodgers doesn't become a Steeler, is the, and I don't really, and not that I don't care about the players, but in this case, I want to bring it to the media. Would, if he doesn't become a Steeler, would the media, are we at the point where they'd be disappointed, or would the media be to the point where they just want to get on with the story?
So I think the national media would be disappointed. I think the local media would be more of, okay, let's get on with it, because the local media has met Mason. We've had these interactions with players that tell us, like, legit, we like him. Like, we're cool going to war with this guy. And I think that's the different reaction. I think nationally you'll see, what a disaster, how horrible this is. I think locally it'll be more, okay, let's gear up behind this guy and see what we can do.
Is Aaron Rodgers going to be a Steeler?
I still think so. I think it's more now. He doesn't believe he needs to do this voluntary stuff. And whether people like that or not, that's been his mindset for a little while now.
Gotcha. Jeff Hathorn, our man on the scene, our sports director. As always, I appreciate it. Jeff, we will talk soon.
Thanks, Colin.
Absolutely. How about that? I love it. Jeff's a straight shooter. It, you know, I kind of probably agree with him. At some point, Rodgers is going to trickle in. But the longer it goes, the more people are going to be unexcited about that, or not excited about that, or whatever the word is. It's all just very interesting.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.